Greetings. I'm Joel of Heart City Church, and welcome to Happy and Whole in Him, 5-minute devotion, 5 days a week. And this week we'll continue to sample the Psalms. Bonaventure was a saint who tells a story of how Satan once tempted him, telling him that he was reprobate and would not go to heaven to be with God. And so Satan encouraged Bonaventure to instead drink up all the pleasures of this life. And this was his reply. No. Not so, Satan. If I must not enjoy God after this life, let me enjoy Him as much as I can in this life. And this is the posture of David in Psalm 16, though we'll see he expresses supreme confidence his eternal future is secure in a shocking way. David begins, "Keep me safe, my God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing. I say of the holy people who are in the land, they are the noble ones in whom is all my delight. Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out libations of blood to such gods or take up their names on my lips." Dale Ralph Davis says that David is bragging up how he lives a sheltered life. David not only finds comfort in staying under the umbrella of the Lord's protection, but he only wants to be among those who live godly lives in the land. David knows that those who live for anything other than the living God will only find themselves growing increasingly miserable. And David goes on in verse 5, "Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance." Do you have the sort of contentment David testifies to? David sees that intimate relationship with God is all he wants or needs, and only after does he speak to his lot in life, these pleasant places, the delightful inheritance. I think the order here is important. David loves God, sees God as supreme, and not the things of this world. Too often we reverse this and we make earthly things supreme in our lives. And when the things of this world take the place of God, then our Heavenly Father becomes our servant to get us what we want. But God is supreme for David, as he then says in verse 7, "I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With Him at my right hand, I will not be shaken." David is constantly communing with God, even in the night. Do you ever have trouble sleeping? When you lie awake, you have opportunity to make use of your insomnia. Meditate on a scripture promise from God you've memorized, or spend time praying to God. And in the day, David is constantly seeing God at work all around him. Do you believe this? That God is not only seated on the throne in heaven, but that He is constantly entering into the mundane little moments of your life. He is ever at your right hand if you're simply willing to look for Him or invite Him in. This is what keeps you from being shaken. Last week I couldn't find my keys and I had an appointment to get to. And as I felt the irritation begin to rise up, I lifted my hands up and said a prayer asking God to help me. And lo and behold, the irritation began to decrease, and a moment later I found myself giving thanks to God for entering into my little moment as I found my keys. Regular awareness of God's presence leads us to rejoice, like David does in verse 9. "Therefore my heart is glad, and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure, because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay." Now this is a remarkable statement. David knows he will die, and everyone in history who has died has been buried and decayed. But David trusts that God will not abandon him after he takes his last breath, and he makes a prophecy that God will not let his faithful one see decay. And this faithful one is not David. How much David knew, we cannot know. But 1,000 years later, the Apostle Peter will say that David was speaking of Jesus. Jesus, who was the one who conquered death and was raised from the dead. So now, All who hope in God like David will also be raised up to new life in the resurrection. And Psalm 16 concludes, "You make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand." What we see in this amazing conclusion is that to walk with God is to truly be alive. We are looking forward to eternity with our loving God in heaven, but for the believer, eternity has already begun even on the journey there. May we all begin to take delight in the eternal pleasures that can only be found in this sheltered life of walking with God, who alone is our portion and cup. I hope you'll join us tomorrow for Psalm 17.